The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. Let me verify my damn source. Yes, it is Tuesday. I was right. June 16th, 2026.
Good to know.
61626, if you play your numbers. If you're a numerologist or a gambler, either one.
I can't play the numbers.
The number, that's the laziest, lamest way to gamble, I feel. You might as well just hand someone a $5 bill and have them punch you right in the nuts.
Okay.
Same result. Just go ahead and quick get it out of the way.
They don't ever go in order. When I try to pick them, I pick them in a certain order. They never print out that way. And you have to have them in order to win, right?
As far as I know, I thought.
I did too.
It ain't like a, you know, I enjoyed the simple, like the bingos. I enjoy bingo. Again,
so
several
easy.
Years ago, remember that fun little journey I went on? I went to several. It was. I talked about it on the show. Like, God, I enjoyed as a kid playing bingo at Ocean Lakes in the summertime.
Summertime.
B3. And so I went on this little fun. It was only twice. I was like, I want to go to the bingo hall. I want to play bingo on a Saturday night. And my God, man. I mean, I wish. Oh, yes. Let the music move you, Paige. Let it move you. Wherever it goes. Don't summon a demon into your body, but let your music chakra take over.
I like this.
Chakra Khan. I'm going to read you one with that
it's
one.
It's not that's like Shakira, but that's okay.
Speaking of God bless, read my mind, why don't you? Hold on. Let me get my hand out and write fast enough.
White women love Shakira.
Shaka Khan. So I didn't, I talked briefly yesterday about the World Cup. And let me just say, I don't know very much about, I don't know the rules of soccer.
Yeah.
Football? I don't. That also is fun to me. That is, you know, we can agree that what day of it of the year it is, you know, around the world, we can agree what time it is, what time zones. But will there ever be a war over what this sport is called?
Right.
Can't agree to it.
Because you can't touch it with your hands.
Is it the same game though, football and?
Well, it's the same words. What I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, like it's odd to me that. I was talking to somebody the other day at Teddy's birthday party.
Teddy, man, this ain't what I thought it was.
I still liked it though. It was good. It's like some good Motown. That a cyclist rides a bike, but someone who rides a motorcycle is a biker. But a biker would never wear biker shorts.
What if they did?
That's just you're envisioning that the biggest, you know, the gnarliest biker that you know. But imagine that him or her in biker shorts. That's the silliest thing.
What if Michael Ballard made that rule? You can only go to the throttle if you wear biker shorts.
Biker shorts, you get in half price, or you know, your first fajitas are free from Mike.
It's not a good look on some people.
Oh, really? Men in general.
It's gonna kill your nuts.
Unless you're completely physically fit, and
even all women can wear leggings, even if they have the old, you know, muffin top. They still will wear the longer tee. They'll get the XL T-shirt, so it almost turns into a T-shirt dress with leggings on.
Yeah,
but they're. I'll be honest. I wish it was more socially acceptable for a man to wear leggings. I bet it's comfy.
Oh, it's got to. Where do your balls go?
Just wherever. It just smushes.
You know.
Let's get some for you guys. You can start a new trend.
Oh, we'll be in here tomorrow morning wearing Lancome biker shorts.
Ah, it hurts. Just feeling it now. Just thinking about it. You mentioned the World Cup. Did you see what Japan did?
No, but let me write a note down so I don't. I went on a little freaking tangent again. Go ahead.
So Japan, I forgot who they were playing the other. I think Netherlands. So all the Japanese fans in the stands had these blue bags.
Oh crap!
Afterwards, everybody from Japan, all their fans, cleaned up their entire section. And they said the Japanese players in their locker room, like, cleaned it spick and span.
Out
spotless.
Of respect.
I don't know if you can say that or not.
Yeah, you can say span.
Oh, you can? I thought it was short for, like, Spanish.
They didn't want to leave a mess.
The Japanese are living right now. They really are.
I don't like that they can't, we get too rowdy with stuff. I enjoy the way they clap. Like, everything's a golf clap. Yeah.
It's a very polite.
Well, they celebrated in the streets, but until the cop blew the whistle, then they went back to the other side of the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, man, they know how to act. We don't. We don't know how to act. Nowhere.
Well, you know where we learned it from? I can tell you without question where we American sports fans learned that from. The game of soccer. I can remember I want to say the late 80s, maybe early 90s. I'll have to, you know, it was late 80s because my mama in 86 or 87, that's when she went to Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, might be let me get a swallow or a drink real quick. I can do it. I'm going to roll these R's for you.
Yeah. She might have met Pele.
She might have.
Rio de Janeiro. So, it wasn't the World Cup, I don't believe. I don't think it was around then. I mean, it may have been. It wasn't FIFA. But anyway, there was a big soccer match in Brazil, and afterwards there was a huge riot.
Lord.
Burning everything, like people fighting. And my daddy said, Mary, you're lucky to have made it back alive. You know, just making a little joke. And he was saying, boy, that's – he's gone, so you can't cancel him or anything. My daddy said, that is third world nation acting right there.
Oh, yeah.
And here we are.
God, man, and they're always so good, too.
Build that wall.
Now, what happened to the wall? Plus, do you have to roll all the R's now? You got me thinking that when you tried to do it just now.
I can't – give me a word like Roberto Duran.
There you go.
The first R you can't do, I don't think. Roberto Duran. Like, yeah, look at random words on paper.
Random words. And just, God, it's odd you mentioned that.
Random words? Random words.
No, Roberto Duran. It's his birthday today.
Oh, my gosh.
You cheating son of a bitch.
Strike me down right now, Lord, if I'm serious.
Oh, Lord.
There is some kind of powerful wavelength here because Paige mentioned Shakira, which I did make a note of here.
Okay.
And then, Fatboy, you mentioned a movie yesterday, and I was like, holy crap, I literally just added that to my QE.
Oh, no. What was it? You have to refresh me.
The movie?
Yeah.
Good Son.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with Macaulay and Elijah.
First time he cussed. It's like, oh, my God, he just
cussed. Let's talk about Shakira. That was not her.
You don't reckon?
No. Dude, that was not her. I'm just telling you.
Was she allegedly performing? Or
the one that was, I mean, everybody watching, I think, could tell she was lip-syncing. I think we almost expect that now. If you're on a float, or you're out in the middle of right, like the Macy's Parade. Like, I remember when I first discovered that as a child, I was like, wait, she's singing and the mic wasn't back up at her mouth yet. Mav here, nothing in this world is real. I told you about wrestling and neither is Turkey Day singing. So it's not just that. I know she's getting older. I have no clue how she is. But I know work gets done. That was not the same woman. I'm telling you.
No, she. I don't understand her fame. It's international, obviously, but I mean, she was never huge here, like she is across the world.
Yeah, wow. She's big.
Yeah, she's big, but
not to like the likes.
Worldly.
Well,
she's got two songs.
How many songs does Bad Bunny have, though, in your world?
In my world, zero, because I don't understand his music.
Right.
But I know he's massive.
Yeah, see, that's the same thing with me. Like, she's huge. I never understood the, just because I don't understand it doesn't mean it wasn't right or needed. But, like, the whole Selena thing. Like, I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
It was huge, but then the movie added to the lore
terrible.
Of it. And that told the story.
That woman that killed her is still alive.
Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll let her out. That's how her dad passed away.
I've told people don't make a fan club for me.
Don't.
Many people over the years have come up to me wanting to start a Mattman fan club.
God, is that still a thing? Like fan clubs in general?
I don't know. Mail $2 and get your membership card. Like anything like that.
I have zero people that want to do that.
Those people are screwed. The people used to advertise in the back of comic books where you'll get like, you know, piranha fish. They'd send you 5 piranha fish for like 25 cents.
Get an autographed picture.
Kids can't send money in the mail no more. They can't.
Proof of purchase. Well, we used to go rip those off of boxes.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, my God. Oh.
Don't do it.
That was a brilliant idea, whoever came up with that on Madison Avenue. But, yeah, it was bad for the stores that whatever it's called, when you're not just selling it on shelf, you actually purchase the goods to sell them, because then they were rent.
Yep.
Rent.
That should be
ruined.
A grocery store. Rent.
Rent.
Lord. They already have a store that sells out-of-date foods, but
what
call
is that
rent.
Store?
Which is,
I can't say, but there's a few of them in town.
Which so here's the thing with that, too. Okay, back.
I mean, way out of date.
Shakira, though, watch the video, if you would. Whenever you get a chance, and just report back and just say, like, no, that was makeup or whatever. I'm just saying, it wasn't the same face. She wore sunglasses the whole time, which I understand that. I mean,
you know what? I'll have it, I'll watch it when I have my moon pie later.
Oh, yeah, you're
welcome. Teddy Mad's party.
I forgot it yesterday. Fat Boy loves moon pies, so and so does Teddy. So, Grace found the smallest moon pies that you can buy. They're literally the size
really
of a Ritz cracker.
Great idea.
Little bitty pies.
And I brought the boy one. So go back and watch that whenever you get a chance. And don't look away when they do the satanic ritual stuff.
Baby, look over.
Look away and just say Jesus' name 3 times and he'll protect you. So that's not really her. Now, what is this about Chaka Khan? Oh, that's about the song for tomorrow. Shut up. I was reading my. At least I can read the handwriting now. That was the worst.
You like Memento, that movie. Go watch that one again. Guy Pearce.
That, yeah, the one. Is that the one who had the tattoos all over his body?
Yeah, and the notes. He's got to write down because he can't remember anything.
Yeah. But then he would find the notes and be like, oh, crap, what's this about?
What was this? What was this note for?
You were talking about, moon pies. That was
Moon's over Miami, yeah. Denny's.
See, you were the distraction there, truly. You just bopped in with that. Soccer.
You ever put all your fingers down and just like rat-a-taz with
I was doing spirit fingers one day when somebody was on a filibuster. I was like, I don't remember.
Filibuster? Yeah. You're in court?
Yeah.
All right.
That was in the Senate, actually.
Yeah. Rand Paul, very famous for filibustering.
I ran Paul so far away. God bless. What was it? It was something.
Talk about World Cup. Talk about Shakira.
Yeah, Shakira.
Talk about your summertime bingo.
Bad bummy. Summertime. Okay, so, yeah, thank you. Summertime bingo. Just bingo in general. I went on this little journey. I wanted to play bingo. And call me bougie, call me uppity, call me.
I'm glad you're telling
me.
Not
late for dinner. But they're gross. They reek of cigarettes.
We can never play the bit again, so it's good you're telling this.
Yeah.
About the bingo store.
The bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if this.
Well, you came in and talked about the trip. We can't play it because mine's on it.
Yeah. So.
I mean, I would play it, but I'm.
Well, it's embargoed by management, which is great. Like, it's always. Isn't that fun? It's like if
you. God dang.
Actually, it's kind of like my Instagram.
If you leave, how much content are we going to lose? Like, all of it.
I know. It's like you're going to look at my social media gaps in years and be like, God, did you not social media for a couple years? Like, nah, I had to take pictures of people down. But, and then the same with that. Like, with the first one, that was 8 years of material lost. Then the big hack happened and lost like 3 years of material.
Oh, the first one was a reset for me.
Like anytime anyone leaves the show, whether by their will or not, we can't play it anymore just because that person could maybe seek residuals off such. So, but that totally just stabs us right in the ding dong.
Yeah, it really
I'm talking
does.
About snack cakes, by the way.
That first stand was when the show really started, I think. So I don't count anything before that. All those cities, nothing.
Yeah.
Glazed and confused. None of it.
Some of those I appreciate, actually. Some of those, I actually made that number one seller at Manifest that last time that we did that one, only because I went and bought all the copies and destroyed them. It was very embarrassing, that one. We did an uncensored one. Don't go look for it. It's awful.
Oh, do you remember the title of it? I remember the title. I don't know whose idea it was, but I remember.
Okay,
I can guess whose idea it was. The one person that actually had creative input. During that time?
That sounds like creative control. That's not what that was.
Nope, input.
Input.
Or, you know.
What was the name?
Effort, you could say. F-U-H-R.
It was fur.
Yep. Like, you get it?
Mm-hmm. It was just spelled F-U-H-R. It's like, how's that pronounced? Well, how do you spell it? F-U-H-R. We had had an issue with our Herman...
Hermanizer.
Our Herman Munster. She did look like Herman Munster. Very tall lady. But we had problems with the human resources at the time. And so it was kind of a little tongue-in-cheek thing. What's the name of your CD? F-U-H-R?
People lost it when you announced there was going to be an uncensored everything coming out.
Yeah, like, that was back in the day. Uncensored.
It's a popular seller. Yeah. I've got all of them. I got to go through and see if there's anything, you know, salvageable to replay.
Yes.
Some of that stuff was gold.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I know. Like, that's the, I have this is very open, I would say. I got a picture with a very, very famous person. Very famous person. But there's somebody, and we won't say, there's somebody else in the picture. It's between me and the famous person. And that chaps my ass. Paige, if I give it to you, will you...
Can I put banjo in it?
No, I want you to airbrush that person out.
Can you
cut them out and splice them together?
Can you put somebody else in the middle?
Well, I did that with...
Who's in the middle? Is it Roxanne Walker? Who's in the middle? It's Bill Ellis.
You caught me off guard on that.
Is Ellis in the middle of the damn picture?
You know,
Bill, not John.
You know, he...
Talk about
the He's not allowed out in the afternoon or the evenings.
It's go straight.
Only in the mornings.
Lord.
I'll
try to do whatever I can do.
By the way, what's up, Bill Bradley?
When John worked here, I'd just go up to him and say, "You ain't your daddy." And he thought he got a kick out of it.
Is he still around here?
Oh, yeah.
Man, you talk to him from time or ever?
I haven't in a while, but... he always got a kick out of that. He works at a sports station.
Well, if you talk to him, tell him I said, duh.
Oh, man, Jake, let me hold a dollar. I don't care if it's a $3 bill. I probably got one in my pocket already. Duh. All right, Billy left. We'll be back. Billy went to California.
Wow.
It's like, why did Billy leave?
I don't know.
Why did Rayford die? Well, questions, answers we'll never get.
We never got. Did they ever meet Steph Curry? You know, so many questions.
I don't think
they
did.
Probably not. I was asking a buddy of mine the other day that he lives in Inman, and he's always lived in Inman.
Gayest city in America?
I said, no, it's not.
Inman?
It sounds like
it. It's not. It's a beautiful town. It's beautiful. We love Inman.
I'm not going to tell.
We love ballrooms.
Our naval soldiers, what you call them, okay?
I call them military personnel.
No, you call them seamen, and you spell it wrong when you text it.
Well, long, hard, and full of semen, a submarine.
Submarine.
Thank you. Which, by the way, we're lacking in our fleet. Korea is trying to build us submarines. Government won't really take the contract.
I wouldn't. Which Korea?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Oh, it's got to be the bottom one, the South.
I'm guessing, but I don't know if it's one of these ventures to join them both, because the builders operate out of Korea. I just can't remember if it's north or south.
It's got to be south. I mean, I don't think you're allowed to own a business in north.
Maybe not, but they got a mix of a robotic workforce and Koreans.
God.
Yep.
Well, jeez.
And the way they build these suckers is like Legos.
I know. I'm amazed and I'm bewildered by a lot of that stuff, of just like,
we love subs, meatball.
Like, here's Italian. The thing. If I was, like, a single dude with no family and no kids or whatever, I would think, like, strap in, let's go. Like, this is going to be some, like, wild stuff. But knowing that, you know, you have generations to you know, to,
strap in.
To worry about or whatever, is like, it's kind of like, it's bewilderment is the best word I have for it. Like, I can't tell you. Are they seeing kids drop out of college at record highs now? Because I tell you what, I did years ago, and not for anything about AI.
They can't find jobs.
Can't find them, and then the ones they're in school for are now being replaced by robots or the demon AI. And I think it is the devil, by the way.
Your six-month clock starts when you graduate. You got to start paying them loans back.
Yeah.
And some kids have a lot of loans.
I thought that was was that not the last thing Sleepy Joe did?
No, but not all of them.
Oh, not all.
Yeah.
Just white kids?
Try to forgive a few. But I think the big program didn't go through. And it got it was unconstitutional, they said, and this, that, and the other. So it didn't help anybody out that has student loans.
I know. What if we called it the Trump tuition payoff?
Well, I'm sure someone, like, you know, they
I
would.
Wish you would.
Accept any kind of help. I know somebody pays $500 a month. Just
Paige,
for,
we're not covering vagina school.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Is she out doing the thing, like doing the tours and whatnot?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know where, but Sierra Farrell, she's got a... Well, what a story she's got, and just a pretty voice, too.
You know, not this weekend, but the next is Morgan Wallen
in Clemson. Yes. You ready?
Well, the city's already putting out, like, look, this is where you need to park, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
Now, people are starting to sell their tickets like crazy that I've seen.
That guy that called yesterday that had to get dumped out on is a big fan.
Paul?
Yeah. Paul's going to go.
He is going to go. God, dang it. Stupid money too. These tickets are going for.
Oh yeah, for those that are asking, it's Mumford and Sons ex Sierra Farrell. It's not a mashup. They really did the song together.
Mumford.
That's a well written song.
I know, and the words, like, it's one of those songs. Let me listen. Let me watch this with a lyric video. Let's see if it's saying what I'm thinking it's saying. And it's like, golly, bumble. That's a good song. That's a real good song.
We got to stop selling concert tickets like, you know, we're investing in them and then trying to turn them immediately. They got to figure out what movie theaters figured out. Like, this is always the price.
Well, yeah.
Because somebody, man, I saw had six seats for Morgan Wallen for $300 apiece.
But how, okay, so they're, how are they selling them then without...
I guess he doesn't do the whole, you know, you can't transfer like Timmy Tye does.
Okay.
So it's just like an open market for it. I saw it on, you know, Facebook. People are like, we'll break them up if we need to. You know, I don't know if people, like, personally third-party finance them or not.
Well, it may not be like they're doing it to flip. Maybe they just, like, got them and then, you know, they're like, oh, hell.
But what happened, though?
8 months ago. Well, I mean, like, with my situations in the past, like, A, I didn't get to go see Tyler the first time because, I mean, it sounds like awful. I didn't go because my mom died. It was the week after. And then...
like that, it would have to be something like that.
Whiskey Myers, COVID twice. They canceled and rescheduled. Which, yeah, that's not me changing, you know, my feelings about going.
No. But when these people go to sell them, it's like, okay, well, you knew it was something you wanted to go to and it was coming up.
Yeah.
Well, so you just decide that you'd rather have money?
What about people that are selling used 2026 cars right now? Like, what are you doing? Why'd you buy that 3 months ago?
At least you got some use out of it.
I know.
How much the taxes were and how much it's going to be a month.
Well, like during COVID with Whiskey Myers, again, a lot of people don't even know who they are. They're like one of the best unkept secrets in music, I think. And along with Coe Wetzel. Oh, I saw something great I got to tell you about in a second.
Put your finger down.
I'm yenting like crazy today. I'm writing it down right now.
That's a good old Yankee term.
Yenting?
I like to use.
Yentering.
You yentas.
Yentering the building. I bought them before COVID, and then COVID started. So they said, hey, this COVID thing will be over here soon. We'll postpone it for 3 to 6 months, whatever it was. Well, it didn't, you know, it didn't subside. Nope. So then they say, hey, you can get a refund, or we're sure we're going to do it in 6 months. So anyway, after that time, they canceled or postponed it again. I was like, all right, give me my money back, because I'll take it. And I don't know if this concert is going to happen. So they essentially got a interest-free loan from me for like 2 years.
You know, that's people were fighting back and forth because you got the Clemson crowd that go to football games, but they're going to the concerts too. So they know the area as far as how the traffic works. The other people that don't go to the football games didn't know it. So I saw somebody that said, well, you know, George Strait, traffic was a nightmare. That's why I'm selling these tickets. This is a lot of one way, and I could not get out for hours. And then those people yell at each other like, well, if you went to football games, you would have known how the traffic works.
Oh, well, that's true. Hold on, I have to pay. I'm not doing a bit. I have to show Paige a note. Paige, you might want to look that.
Okay.
I was giving.
She had an anti-Juneteenth rally going.
Well, I told her to. I said, cancel it at once now. She just sent me the group invite. I said, I'm not coming.
I think she boosted it up, actually.
I'm not coming. You boosted the ad, my
Paul God. Said that he will not attend, nor will his friend.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You can guess what he said yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that's the one thing that did not make the podcast. Everything else does.
Everything else does make it. That one can't.
You know how bad that was.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I don't think it was bad to me. Like, I don't care, but...
Well,
other people might perceive it as "quote unquote" bad.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. That's going to be my biggest harping on stuff is just nobody knowing. Like I was thinking about this yesterday. I said, "Is there a Japanese game show where they would say, okay, do your best American accent?" And if they did, I would love to watch a TV show, a documentary or whatever. People around the world from different countries and nations, and even Boston Page, acting, doing an impression of Americans. I'd love to watch that. Meanwhile, we are made in this country to feel like people from other countries would be offended by that. And I think they'd be also thoroughly entertained.
I wonder why that's on your mind, because that is a subgenre of adult films. Japanese game show.
Oh, wow. Really?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Well, I think it's they invented that in vending machines.
They really did.
Yeah.
It's a lot of interesting concepts. I can't speak Japanese, so I can tell you if it's a real show or not.
John Cena and that big black lady stole their got Japanese game show from them. Remember that one? We used to watch it when it was dubbed over.
Oh, yeah. What was it? Dang it.
MXC,
right?
Was it MXC?
I think it was, yeah.
Come on, Spock.
Oh, Spike.
Spock.
What a channel.
Yeah.
They offered up people left and right. Pros versus Joes. You could talk to. Of course, we want to talk to the pros whenever we could.
Hey, we didn't want to talk to the Joes. We want to talk to Tony. He's a plumber from Pennsylvania.
A plumber.
Okay. That was very fun. Paige, I know what you're working on in headlines, because I got a tip by text, and I looked it up to verify, because at first I thought I was being... food.
Well, is this breaking news?
Don't fool with it. And Paige was, I showed it to her and she's already nodding like, I already know.
Is this your new car, man? It looks nice.
Don't fool with it. You seen the new Playboy?
The ride guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Batboy.
Oh, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Paige, and we begin with a story about a couple that we all thought could actually make it. But, in fact, Jelly Roll files for divorce from his wife, Bunny XO, after almost a decade of marriage.
Oh, wow.
Citing irreconcilable differences.
Roy, you're already saying that one. It's very tough.
Well, what really happened, I wonder?
Well, I was trying to look into that. I knew that they had an open relationship
in their marriage, when he was on the road, she wouldn't ask, but there was a situation where she knew of his ex being in his hotel room.
Ooh.
And that was a factor, and I don't know exactly when that happened, but there was situations like that. And you know, their backgrounds, she worked as a lady of the night, and he was a drug dealer in the beginning when they first met.
Gee, how'd you two meet?
I thought they moved on, and they, you know, they
but who was purchasing from who? Is that a question? Were they meeting up to get change? Like, hey, do you have any ones? You know, it's funny, I do. I have a lot of ones.
I got
right
a
now.
Lot of them. I got twos and threes.
Was she buying from him, or is he buying from her?
But she did admit through this. I don't.
It's like Pretty Woman.
I don't really know the whole situation with
Bunny Rule
with that back in their past. But I do know that she admitted that she really wanted a conventional marriage. They had tried to have a baby, and she's been a stepmother to his children. And
I didn't know that none of them were his or were hers.
Yeah.
Hmm. I thought they. Okay. Wow.
To the daughter Bailey and son Noah. So I think she tried to have like the relationship where you can be open, and I don't know.
What?
She was actually asked on a podcast once if they were swingers, and I don't know if she really answered like, you know, swingers or what form, because he had health problems for the longest time, and she got him back.
Great song.
Yeah. See, this is bad of me to think, but do you think it's possible maybe he brings this up about being open, and then she saw what state he was in at the time and was like, okay.
What state was he in?
Well, you know, he was big, so maybe she felt like, maybe there might not be a whole lot going on.
Oh, I see. I thought you were like, he was in a state where like his ex lived or something.
I don't know. Tennessee, yeah. Probably.
You're the only 10.
So I guess he filed for separation.
Dang.
And I mean, they had... like,
a surprise.
You know how marriage is. Sometimes you have good days, sometimes you have bad days together. It's not perfect. You have to work hard on a marriage. But when it gets to be too much work, someone has to
be happy. He's gonna catch hell now because people are saying, well, you lost all that weight, and you know.
Yeah, but here's the thing. First off, like, I don't know how, and to each his own, that's what I have to say. I don't know how you're married in an open relationship. Like, I don't get it. I also don't understand how it would work being on the road that much without ever, like, and I know she goes with him a lot or whatever. But with that said, though, like, you wonder if losing all the weight and everything, he got exposed to, like, more women. Suddenly, yeah. Girls were before like, yeah. Suddenly, they're like, I could deal with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there's been more temptation. It may not be her having, because he filed.
Yeah. Maybe she was just expecting more out of their relationship, you know. And he was, too. You just kind of grow apart. I'm not saying he, you know.
I don't know how people do it. My cousin, I said this last week, her and her husband been married 28 years. I'm like, God bless. Like, that's, you never hear of that anymore. That's like unheard of. Like, being in, it's very tough. I was doing my Catherine Hepburn impression, talking about relationships.
There's a story of I couldn't tell you who they are. I mean, I could, but I would have to explain too much.
The DeFords.
So no, there's two streamers that are popular in the in the streaming pod world, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They announced they were getting a divorce. Well, the girl came out, if I got this right, and said, you know, it's not real because somebody kept trying to file in my name,
and
I know they did because I kept getting the papers returned to my address.
That's crazy.
Saying, you know, some information was missing.
Huh.
Now, some people are saying it might be like a publicity stunt either way. So I just wonder how many people actually do that as far as like, you know.
Just to get headlines going?
Either that or, you know, like,
or
you
just
know.
Just to mess with people. Like when you sign somebody up for an email list. Or
yeah,
whatever.
One of those or, you know, split the business that way.
Or you make an account for them on a gay app.
legally.
Something like that.
You told her about that.
Do what?
Wasn't her.
I didn't.
Oh, we're just on a radio show talking.
No, I didn't know what he was saying. He talked to me about what you said.
She's the wide receiver, and the ball just hits her head. Oh, sorry. Were you throwing to me?
You're like a Tecmo Bowl where you say he misses it.
I was reading something.
I was just reading, right?
You said something, and I got half of it. So.
Yeah.
But my point was that I was reading that she had when she started seeing him, she had just left an abusive relationship, and then she's with this toxic person. Yeah. So I don't think she ever really healed in what she was trying to do, and neither did he. So.
Roll single.
I wonder if there was a, because when they married, you know, he wasn't, he was still, like, the first time I saw him was at Country Earls.
Yep.
So that, I don't know how long ago that was.
Chomping and stomping.
That's when he was literally, really just doing rap at that point. So, yeah.
Yeah, he was on the way up when, I guess they had gotten together.
It does seem like, though, because she has a very successful podcast as well, so it kind of makes, like...
And she's got a little fuzzy microphone.
And I like her little farm and everything. So they sought couples marriage counseling, but it ended up in a screaming match.
Oh.
So maybe I'm thinking they take a break.
Damn, you've been following this one.
And because I really think deep down that they love each other. That's why I'm going, well... If they can't make it, who can make it in the world?
Dr. Ruth over here.
Yeah, you. I can't call you with the.
So, you know, I don't know.
You'll just take some time apart.
But I understand how she
did not sound. Dr. Ruth's from India now. I'm sorry.
I agree with you.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works. The Rise Guys rule.